most criminal liabilities arising out of acts.
In a classroom behind bars, three inmates and a prison officer learn the basics of common law. Inmate Rose Musioki says these classes have given her the chance of a lifetime.
And it has been my childhood dream to do law, but due to some unavoidable circumstances like lack of finance, I've not been able to do it. So like when this chance came in, I gave it a trial. And now I'm in it, I'm doing it.
And already, she's put her lessons into practice, successfully helping another inmate to appeal a sentence for kidnapping by arguing that the accused was under duress at the time.
And when she went there, the prosecution had nothing against her. They never even said anything. When she raised that defense, the prosecution was asked, do you have anything against her? She said, no, Your Honor. That was the big achievement.
Lingado Women's Prison holds about 600 inmates, serving sentences ranging from a few days to life behind bars. Some are awaiting trial, others have exhausted their appeals. Accustomed to being on the wrong side of the law, the prisoners get a new perspective through the education program. Jane Ouma, for example, is serving a 14-year sentence for assaulting her husband's mistress. She says if she knew then what she knows now, she could have done better than her own lawyer.
I would have been in a much better place, position than when I got my lawyer. He didn't turn up in court. He gave me a student lawyer who was just practicing law, and I thought I did not get the right representation.
The program is the work of a non-profit group called the African Prisons Project. Students work toward a 2-year diploma in common law from the University of London. Then, when good legal advice is hard to come by, these jailhouse advocates can step in. Sam Breyer is a consultant with the project.
They're not quite at the level where they are equivalent to a lawyer, but they're always going to be available and they're always going to be able to provide that kind of support. We think the impact at the end of the day is going to be substantially larger than if we took the funds that we have and put them into just bringing a lawyer in one day a week.
Only a handful of inmates gain acceptance into the prison's education programs. Most spend their days in workshops like this, making handicrafts to be sold at the prison welfare office, or maybe working in the kitchen to feed other inmates and staff. Corrections officers here say teaching these skills gives inmates something to do when they get out. Education officer Jacqueline Onyango says learning the law can also keep people out of prison altogether.
When people are more equipped with knowledge, there'll be less people committing offenses, because most of them commit these offenses out of ignorance. And a more knowledgeable society is easier to deal with.
Many prisoners here say they are disillusioned with the Kenyan courts, but as law students, they have a chance to prove that a person is not powerless to challenge the system just because she is behind bars. Gabe Josselow, VOA News, Nairobi.